Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, guys, and welcome to the show. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show. Those who are listening via my show page, live online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for tuning in to the show. And those who are listening via cell phone or landline, thank you guys for tuning in to the show as well. 818-301-5834 is our number to the show. You guys can call in and comment on today's episode. Now, today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. All right. Again, thanks, guys, for tuning in. Welcome to the show. Let's see, weather, and more weather. Right now it's 67 degrees in the ATL, and with rain, and we're looking at a low of 58 tonight. So not too bad tonight, and it's going to be light rain showers. We're looking at 64 on Tuesday with rain, 74 on Wednesday with rain, 77 on Thursday, partly cloudy. Friday, 76 and sunny. Saturday, Halloween, 78 and cloudy, 61 at night. So it won't be bad on Halloween as far as the weather goes and the temperature goes. So you can dress your kids up and get them out there and do your Halloween bid. Now, Sunday, you're looking at 73 and thunderstorms. So Saturday is going to be, Sunday is going to be definite rain. Okay? Definite rain. 73 and rain on Sunday. All right? Let's see. So 67 and rain right now. Okay? So before, let's see if you guys can give me 1 second. Let's see if, guys, thank you, and sorry about that slight interruption there, but I'm back, and here we go. Again, rain today, rain tomorrow, rain on Wednesday, so we're not looking at any clear skies until Thursday or even Friday at the latest, okay? So, let's see, today's word of the day is Vitual, 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 okay, and vitual is a noun, and it means food usable by people. Food usable by people is vitual. The plural meaning of it is supplies of food, okay, vitual, all right? So that's today's word of the day. Now, again, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show, and welcome, okay? Welcome. Now, I guess before I get into today's show, I want to say something real quick. I don't know if my friend or his wife is listening to the show today, but yeah, I wanted to say I hope you have a speedy recovery. You had a motorcycle accident on, I'm going to say late Saturday night, Sunday morning, on Win 66. He had a motorcycle accident, and he had a few broken bones and a lot of scrapes, but nothing real serious. So, that was a blessing, and hope that he comes through well. Well, I'm sure he is, and he had surgery this morning, and he's out of surgery, and now the road to recovery begins. All right, so get well soon, guys, and take care of yourselves. I'm gonna try to see you as soon as I can. All right, today's episode is entitled, What Happened to the Driver That Crashed into the Parade Crowd? Okay, and what I want to do, I want to discuss the fate of the woman that drove her car into a crowd of people that were watching a parade. Okay, I'm not sure what she was thinking or what was going on in her head. They're trying to figure that out now. But she's in jail, charged with actually, what I'm going to do, I'm going to read you guys this story. And if you want to, you can go look at it on Yahoo News. But this is from Stillwater, Oklahoma. Okay. A woman accused of driving her car into a crowd of people at Oklahoma State University's homecoming parade purposely went around a barricade, ran a red light, and drove over a police motorcycle before crashing into the spectators, a prosecutor said Monday. The evidence suggests, and I'm going to say this again, this woman accused of driving her car into a crowd of people at Oklahoma State University's homecoming parade purposely, it's a key word, went around a barricade, ran a red light, and drove over a police motorcycle before crashing into the spectators. Okay? The evidence suggests this was an intentional act, not an accident. Okay, that's what the district attorney is saying. The driver's actions demonstrated a depraved mind and indifference to human life. At a bail hearing, the district attorney told the judge that Adacia Chambers is looking at four life sentences if convicted in the deaths of four people who were hit. Special District Attorney Catherine Thomas granted the request for $1 million bail and ordered a psychological evaluation for Chambers, who is being held on preliminary counts of second-degree murder. Okay, this was a well-known parade day and route, and these innocents were visible from a substantial distance. The district attorney said the statement. The suspect appeared at Monday's hearing via video. The only time she spoke was to say yes when the judge asked if she could hear her. Prosecutors asked for more time to interview the dozens of witnesses who were at the scene Saturday and said one of the injured is in a fragile state, which could lead to more charges. In Oklahoma, second-degree murder charges are warranted when someone acts in a way that's imminently dangerous to another person, but does so without premeditation. Each count is punishable by at least 10 years in prison. This says Chambers 25 of Stillwater has yet to be formally charged, a step that requires prosecutors to file additional documents in court. The judge scheduled the next hearing for November the 13th. Now this woman, she again, they say that she purposely went around a barricade, ran a red light, and drove over a police motorcycle before crashing into the spectators. All right. She killed four people, injured a bunch of other people. Okay, and the first when I first heard of it on Saturday, there were three people dead at the scene, like 17 seriously injured. Critically injured, and a few more, maybe 14 or something like that, who had some injuries, but they weren't anything that was life threatening, and a few who just walked away from the accident. Now, there were three that were killed at the scene. It was a 25-year-old, let me get it right. The crash killed 3 adults and a 2-year-old boy. At least 46 other people hurt, including many children. Okay, the dead adults were identified as Nikita Nikal, a 23-year-old MBA student from India at the University of Central Oklahoma in Edmond, and a married couple, Bunny Jean Stone and Marvin Lyle Stone, both 65, of Stillwater. And then there was a 2-year-old boy that made it to the hospital, but he was in critical condition and didn't make it through the night. Excuse me. So initially they said it was 3, but after the boy got to the hospital and couldn't make it, it was 4 dead, okay, and 46 other people hurt, including many children. Now, think about this. You know, a lot of you been to parades. I used to go to parades when I was young. My mom used to take us to these different parades, and it was usually in Atlanta. It was usually a homecoming parade, just like this, where it was the homecoming of like Morris Brown or Clark Atlanta University or somebody like that. And we used to go to those parades because my oldest sister went to Clark. And so we'd go down there and watch because my high school, Douglas, they used to perform in these parades. And we'd be watching because when these parades happen, and you see your school or whatever school's band coming down the road and they're performing, I mean, they're really putting on a show for the people in the crowd, right? So they stop every now and then and do their dance or play a song and do their dance or whatever. You guys have to be there at some of these serious parades that, well, I don't know if even they still happen in Atlanta. But anyway, what I'm seeing is that, you know, you have unsuspecting people standing on the side of the road watching the parade. And again, you know, streets are blocked. So they have barricades on the streets. They are blocked so people can't drive down these streets because they have hundreds of people, maybe even thousands of people on the street. And then you also have the parade coming down the road, right? And then you think about it. You're standing there watching a parade. You got your back turned to, you know, opposite the parade because you're watching the parade. And then all of a sudden, somebody just come barreling through the crowd in a car. In a car. She was in a Hyundai Elantra. And you know, initially the police said that she was drunk and on drugs. So they had a suspicion of alcohol or drugs. So they won't know until they get the results back from the whatever, the toxicology report or whatever. Now, y'all tell me, when you get stopped by the police, maybe someone's been stopped for DUI, maybe someone out there who's listening to the show have, you know, sorry about this, but have gone to jail for DUI. Maybe you guys can enlighten me on how that process works. But how can the police by now, okay, not know the alcohol content, the drug content of her body by now? If you drew blood on Saturday, this was Saturday morning, this happened on Saturday morning. Once you arrested this woman and drew blood from her body or whatever, how don't you have this report by now? It's Monday night. Okay? And you don't have a toxicology report or whatever, her blood work. How does that not happen? I believe that if you get pulled over by the police for a DUI, then how can they charge you with DUI time if, I'm sure you could take the breathalyzer, but, she couldn't take a breathalyzer. She didn't get hurt. So why couldn't she take a breathalyzer on the scene? Why couldn't she do a breathalyzer or whatever when she got to the hospital? Why? I don't understand. Okay? And then how can they charge you with DUI or whatever? I'm just talking about an ordinary Joe Blow on the street. How can they charge you with DUI when they don't even know if you're drunk? If they don't have any blood, if they can't get the blood work back on you by Monday night, you've been in jail all weekend. They can't get it back from you by Monday night. Usually people I know have gone to jail for DUI. They were out that Monday. Okay? They may have had to spend the night in jail or a couple of nights over the weekend because of whatever, but you can't. You can get out on Monday, right, for DUI. Now, why don't they have this young lady's blood work back by now? If this is such a high, maybe not high profile, but this is a serious case, why can't they get this blood work done sooner than now? Something's not right. Also, so you guys can call in and talk, 818-301-5834. Also, her attorney has chimed in and said that she has mental issues. Okay? Now, it seems to me that everyone who gets in trouble these days and gets in serious trouble these days wants to say that they're mentally incapable or mentally challenged or mentally ill or whatever. He says that she may have even blacked out. Well, to drive around a barricade, I don't think you're blacked out. If you were blacked out, you would have run over the barricade, right? She ran over the police motorcycle. Why didn't she run over the barricade if she blacked out? Did she black out after she drove around the barricade? Why would you drive around the barricade? Why would you drive around the barricade trying to get somewhere? If you come to a street and it has a barricade up, you stop and turn around and take another route. Why would she go around the barricade? I don't get it. And I believe this young lady is going to spend the rest of her life in jail. Okay, she's not going to be able to get out. They have her on a $1 million bail or bond or whatever you call it. And you know what I say about people when people that look a certain way. This woman does not look like she can afford $1 million bail, okay? Which is what's $1 million bail? $100,000? I don't know. She may. I don't know, but from the looks of her mugshot, she doesn't look like she can afford $1 million bail. And excuse me, she's only 25 years old, okay? And supposedly she had just gotten off work, some restaurant she was working at. And I believe, personally, and this is just me talking, y'all. Don't send me all these emails and messages and all saying that I'm wrong. Okay, this is just my opinion, right? This is what the show is about. And if you want to say something, you can call in and give me your opinion. But I think She was drunk. Okay, for one thing. And if the police suspect her of being drunk and on drugs, she's probably drunk and on drugs, right? She was probably drunk and on drugs. So, I just believe that that's what happened. People just, I mean, if she blacked out, then she would have run over the barricade, the police motorcycle, all that stuff. But she drove around the barricade. That's what makes me she didn't black out. And she's not, a mental case, okay? But when you drive around the barricade, you think about it, she's probably laughing like crazy. And, when you're drunk, and you get behind the wheel, which is a seriously bad idea. You drunk, get behind the wheel, then you have a car and you start driving erratically. That's what happens when you're drunk. So she's probably laughing and I'm gonna go around this barricade, go around the barricade and damn run over the police motorcycle and run into the crowd of unsuspecting people that are just standing there watching the parade, aren't expecting to be hit from behind by a car. Okay? That is a horrible, horrible way to die. 818-301-5834 is our number to the show. I have a couple of minutes left in the show, guys, and I don't know. I'm heartbroken for the people who, and their families that lost their lives. I'm heartbroken for this young lady. She'll never get out of jail. She's gonna spend the rest of her life in jail. She's only 25 years old, but she's got 4 counts of murder against her. Okay, and so she's not gonna get out of jail. She's gonna spend the rest of her life in jail. Okay, I don't know what this attorney's trying to do or whatever, but they're really after this young lady, and she's gonna spend the rest of her life in jail. Hey guys, thank you for joining the show. I appreciate it. I hope you guys take care of yourselves. Again, it's raining right now in Atlanta. It's going to be raining tomorrow, the weather, all right? Raining right now. It's going to be raining tomorrow. It's going to rain on Wednesday. And we're not looking at clear skies until Thursday and Friday. Thursday's going to be partly cloudy, but no rain. Friday's going to be sunny with no rain. And Saturday is going to be nice. Halloween's going to be nice. Going to be in the 60s, low 60s at night. So get your little munchkins out there. Dress them up and go with them to do a little trick-or-treating. Trick-or-treating isn't what it used to be. So you parents have to go with your kids to trick-or-treat. All right, I'm going to have fun because there are kids that come in my neighborhood and trick-or-treat. So I'm going to have a little fun on Saturday night with those guys. But you guys take care of yourselves, and I'll see you in about, 23 and a half hours. Take care, guys.